Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Coming up, Prime Minister visits Venezuela to commemorate 1 year anniversary of the death of Hugo Chavez. Governor General, Leader of the Opposition, and Mrs. Simpson Miller issue joint statement ahead of Lenten period. And stadium pool gets upgraded filtration system. Stay with us.
A few time now.
Is man run things?
Sure, the two on wrong. A gender equality time now.
Gender equality time?
Yeah, time for equal opportunities whether you are man or woman.
No, that makes sense.
Yeah, gender equality.
Gender equality. Know it.
Believe it.
Live it.
The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission reminds gaming machine and prescribed premises licensees that the deadline for renewal is March 31. BGLC teams will be accepting applications at tax offices in St. Anne's Bay, Mandeville, Savlamar and Montego Bay. Applicants in Westmoreland and surrounding areas are asked to submit applications to the Savlamar Tax Office on March 10 and 11 from 8:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Visit bglc.gov.jm for all dates and locations or see the press for details.
Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller was in Venezuela last week for activities to commemorate the first anniversary of the death of former President Hugo Chavez. The commemoration featured a military parade, religious service, and cultural program. Jamaica shares close ties with the South American country. In 2005, late President Chavez launched the Petrocaribe facility, which, among other things, allows loans under the facility to be repaid by way of the export of Jamaican goods and services. The first step in this direction was taken last December when an initial shipment of clinker produced by a local cement company was shipped from Rockport to Caracas. Governor General Sir Patrick Allen, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller, and Leader of the Opposition Andrew Holness have called on all Jamaicans to unite to address the moral crisis facing the country. In a joint statement, the nation's leaders urged Jamaicans to take back the island from the grip of crime and the shroud of negativity. Their call for reflection and reconciliation was issued as the country prepared to observe the Lenten period, which began on Ash Wednesday, March 5. The leaders lamented that too much of the island's scarce resources, which could be invested in social development, is being diverted to crime fighting. The Governor General, Prime Minister, and opposition leader said they stand united in the struggle for Jamaica's peace, prosperity, and safety, and for the future of the nation's children. The decades-old filtration system at the National Aquatic Center inside the National Stadium complex has been upgraded. The filtration system was upgraded at a cost of $28 million by Jamaica Wells Limited over a four-week period. The new system was commissioned into service Tuesday by Sports Minister Natalie Nita Headley. And Jamaica's sporting infrastructure got a major boost recently with the opening of the University of the West Indies Mona Sports Medicine Clinic. The state-of-the-art medical research and treatment facility was officially opened by His Royal Highness Prince Edward, the Earl of Wessex, and was built at a cost of $3.5 billion. It is the only facility of its kind in the Caribbean, specializing in the emerging discipline of sports and exercise medicine and dedicated to the treatment of competing athletes. Prince Edward, the Earl of Wessex, and the Countess of Wessex departed the island on March 5. That's it for this week's edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.